Te kōrero kai Pakihi, Nicholas Poynton, kia ora.
Kia ora, Susie. Atamaria, good morning. Coming up in today's news, inflation to hit decade high, new fund tackles human trafficking, and I'll have the latest from the financial markets. Well, inflation is expected to hit its highest level in a decade when the latest data is released today. The consensus is that consumer prices rose by 1.4% in the 3 months ended September, taking the annual rate to 4.1%. Some picks have the annual rate hitting 5% going into next year, well outside the Reserve Bank's 1-3% target band. Strong fuel, freight, housing and food costs will be the main drivers, and wage growth will loom increasingly in the future. The chief forecaster at Infometrics, Gareth Kennan, says inflation will stay high for some time.
I'm not saying it's going to be sticking at 4% or 5% per annum for an extended period of time, but I think looking forward, somewhere maybe around 2.5% a year rather than the 1.5% a year that we got used to over the previous decade. At the moment, all businesses know that everyone else is in the same boat facing massive cost pressures across the board. So there's not the same type of, discipline or worry that you might have had previously.
Gareth Kennan says the strength of inflation will back the gradual increase in the official cash rate. Well, investors sitting on savings earning little or no interest can now choose to put their money to work for philanthropic purposes. Fund manager Nikko Asset Management New Zealand has launched the Freedom Fund, which would use 100% of returns from otherwise dormant capital to support the fight against modern slavery and human trafficking. Nikko's managing director George Carter says the fund is innovative and timely, as the global pandemic has shifted the focus away from supporting charities.
What we're thinking about is, let's say somebody's got some money in a call account or at the bank, it's not maybe earning any interest at all or very little interest, and it's sat there for a rainy day or maybe it's there in case of emergencies. In the meantime, that money can be doing some real good in society by helping support the fight against trafficking and modern slavery. If you ever need that money back for whatever purpose, then we just sell those assets and hand the money back to you.
The actively managed Conservative Freedom Fund will target an annual return of around 2%, and all returns will be donated directly to the charitable organisation Tearfund NZ. The donations are tax exempt, with Nikko and their service providers covering the operating costs while also donating their management fees. Well, property investors are selling off older assets to buy newer ones as they look to manage their investments against changes to tax rules and healthy home standards. Hamilton-based Lodge Real Estate Managing Director Jeremy O'Rourke says the trend has been noticeable over the past few months. The government is proposing that interest deductibility on the mortgage off a residential investment property acquired before March 27th this year will be phased out gradually until March 2025. Mr. O'Rourke believes the investor trend will continue for the time being.
Markets continues to show strong demand and there's competition for houses, and really that was just one of the most interesting points we'd noted over the last few months was the sell down of investor stock, and we saw that coming out of our own rental portfolio as well. But at the same time, the portfolio is growing and it's because investors are rebuying.
Jeremy O'Rourke says it's too early to see what effect the official cash rate rise will have on the market. And sticking with the markets, Wall Street finished very strongly over the weekend, buoyed by strong earnings reports from banks and better than expected retail sales. The Dow Jones was up 1.1%, the S&P 500 was up about 0.8%, and the tech-heavy Nasdaq was up about 0.5%. The NZX Top 50 starts the week on 13,012 after Friday's 36-point drop. The New Zealand dollar's strength continues. It's trading at 70.6 US cents, 95.3 Australian, 51.5 pence, 0.609 euro, 80.7 Japanese yen, and 4.54 Chinese yuan. Brent crude oil rose 86 cents, or 1%, to a three-year high of $84.86 a barrel, and gold fell $28 to $1,767 an ounce. And looking quickly to some other items on the business agenda this week, we'll have, as we mentioned earlier, those latest inflation numbers. We'll also have the latest update on how the services sector is performing. And a rarity of some sort, the Stock Exchange will get a new name on its boards this week. The medicinal cannabis company Green Ferns Industries is making its debut on the NZX. It will become the third listed medicinal cannabis company we have. We're getting quite the crop.